K-Squid 90.7 FM, and it is one of those nights. It's been an interesting adventure lately, but we're so happy to have you on board listening tonight. And K-Squid is talk of the Bay, is local programming, is local issues. Whether you agree or disagree, it's always good to hash them out right here. Boy, did we have a doozy on Tuesday night with Chris Crone and Robert Norris. That was tense. But, you know, kudos to Chris for actually bringing him on and not being afraid to take the heat that was being dished out. It was very interesting.
So you ready for an expletive-laden astronomy discussion?
No, actually. I have a button for that, but yeah. So that voice is Cosmic Joe Jordan, who just dropped out of the sky on his little spaceship to share with us some of the happenings in astronomy. That's astronomy, not astrology, for your sake. Joe Jordan was at NASA for many years, at SETI. He leads science in nature and physics in nature talks, as well as stargazing parties for the rich and famous and not so rich and not so famous. And he took the time to come down and talk about stuff with us. So let's start out with, well, how are you, Joe?
Oh, pretty good. And also, you know, Rachel and I did 2 years of a podcast on another radio station here in town, but it went out to the world, Planet Watch Radio, and we're still getting new subscriptions from every continent, even though we aren't doing it actively anymore. But maybe we should, maybe this will be a little exploration into getting stuff like that going.
It was
again.
A great show. And, you know, it was even more fun was there were some people in the listening audience who, like, didn't believe in climate change, which you don't find so much on this educated audience, but you found there. And the guests were so wonderful. They were calm and explained things really well and, you know, didn't take any guff from listeners. So it was nice. And thanks for doing that. It was a really fun show. Very positive, because instead of just talking about what was wrong with the world, we had guests who were actually trying to make it better.
The good parts, the solutions, or at least sources of hope.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, I should say, as a segue from your last guests, I taught at Cabrillo for many years, taught one of those solutions or potential contributors to solutions, namely renewable energy, solar power. So,
yeah, they have a great program there, and training people how to be solar technicians is what we need for the future. It's a great place. I want to shout out Cabrillo College overall, even though this was somewhat of a fraught decision for a lot of people. What we really need are new buildings. Hello.
Yeah.
That was what I forgot to say is those brick buildings, that little earthquake we had, I was in a brick building. I thought, don't really want to be in this brick building during the next big one. So we probably need some reinforcement to those bricks.
So you could really feel it.
Mm-hmm. I almost ran out, and then I thought, I'm the teacher. I can't run out the door. We all got under our desks for a second, and then it was over. So, Joe, what's going on in the night sky that once it clears, we'll be able to notice?
Yeah, you know, as I was driving over here, I actually saw a little hint of clearing in the west, although looking on the satellite image, I'm not getting my hopes up